back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, if you guys are just joining us, Olivia and I are talking about New Mexico. I think we've been talking about this for the last, almost feels like a year. But, you know, that's because it's so much fun.
The more the merrier, I say.
You know, one of the things, Olivia, that I found out when I was in New Mexico is how important farming and ranching has been to the people who live in New Mexico. It's been a huge part of their lives. And as you know, farming is an American tradition, so not just only New Mexico, but here in the United States. I mean, we're known for many families where generations have been involved in the family farm, whether it was small or whether it was a large one. And farming is just a part of the American fiber. Now, on the show today, you know, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses, we are always talking with Doc Bill about his farm. So even down on Sapelo.
This is a good segment for Doc Bill. We sure miss him.
Exactly. It's because he's down on Sapelo at the farm. So when you talk about farming, there are family farms on the island there where families are still continuing to this day to grow food that's eaten by their family. So they're not just kind of like doing it as a hobby. I mean, it's part of the food that they're serving to their families. But now, jumping back over to New Mexico, they have a tradition of both ranching and farming. And, you know, I had a chance to go to a museum that really specializes in the intersection of both of those. Because when I think about ranching, I kind of was thinking, well, if you're ranching, you know, with the cows and the horses and things, you probably also have a farm. Or if you have a farm, you probably have, you know, the horses and the cows. But actually, the two were very separate there, although they do intersect in some ways. So in Las Cruces, the Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum provides really a glimpse into the day-to-day lives of farmers and ranchers. And it also takes you back so you can kind of revisit with some of their displays and exhibits that they have inside. But the unique thing was, if you are an animal lover, they actually have longhorn cattle there, sheep, donkeys, a dairy barn, all kinds of things that you can actually see the animals that would be part of a ranch. So it was really, really cool. Now, I toured the museum with Craig Massey, who is a communications manager there, and he started by sharing some information about the artifacts that you'll see, such as weaving, which was part of making rugs, that very much a part of the Navajo tribes. They made lots of rugs, and also baskets, and just a lot of the traditions that were once utilized to be part of life, but now we think of them as art. And he also shares a bit of information about just how the museum got started and just what all you can see there. So take a listen as I talk with Craig Massey, and he shares an overview of this fascinating museum.
There's a really long history of weaving in New Mexico. And I mean, some of these examples and artifacts go way, way back. So this is our weaving exhibit. And, you know, we've got the rugs and stuff on the wall. We have, you saw the Churro sheep probably out there mm-hmm. on your tour, and the Navajo Churro sheep, and they're raised basically for wool. And a lot of the Navajo rugs, you know, come from them. Fine weaving, obviously, in other states, but this is sort of our story. Mm-hmm. New Mexico's agricultural history is very long. They were growing, there's evidence of growing crops in New Mexico for 4,000 years ago. So this is a really old story, and it's a long story. And with New Mexico, we're weaving cultures. You have, you know, the Native Americans, the American Indians who were here first, then the Spanish came in, and then the more white Europeans came in. And there's all these different cultures, and it's coming in at different times, bringing different things from different parts of the world. Mm-hmm. It's a really old story, and I think it's kind of unique, just based on the length of the history of it. Utility use, I'm sure, but I think some of them are decorative, and they were traded. Mm-hmm. You know, it's you trade that for meat. You know, it's like all the items. I think back then that was sort of a source of commerce.
Mm-hmm. Something one person may be good with, they would trade that right. For something that someone else was.
Right, you make this, I make this, and we'll mm-hmm. trade. That way we have what we need, right. Kind of thing. But, I mean, they. You can see sort of, it's just a great history.
It's like some of them were used for blankets, and others maybe were rugs, or mm-hmm. used maybe to cover
right.
doors and open
yeah,
spaces.
Yeah, wardrobe or blankets or even. We opened in May 1998. We get our money from the state legislature. We're a state museum, so over the years they've, you know, things have been added. The barns, the bridge arrived in 2007. So, you know, we get a little bit of capital money each year to add something, but mm-hmm. we've been here since 98. But the vision of this museum began in the early 70s. This is another temporary exhibit that's been up for about a year. It's the 100th anniversary of this huge dam that's up about an hour and a half from here. And by damming the Rio Grande, they were able to control the water. And it just, all these pecan orchards, I mean, you see in the valley, they can irrigate now and control the water. And it's just a boon for agriculture. And this exhibit tells that story that's up and down this hallway. We call it the Heritage Gallery. We have a timeline here that, we're talking about this really long history, and it, someone can look at that. But this area is the ancient agriculture. We start here with this mural. I don't know if you saw the murals around Las Cruces painted on the water tanks.
Mm-hmm.
But the same man designed this, and then some art students from New Mexico State painted this. But it's just a sort of a dramatic, sweeping piece of art that shows the ancient agriculture in New Mexico. Yeah, we cover a lot of area because this, like I said, this history is long and it's varied, and we focus on farming, ranching, and rural life. So that's sort of a broad spectrum. So
and all that includes.
It includes so much. We're looking at fabric art, like the mm-hmm. quilter and the rugs. This is a ranching drawing show. Of course, we have the animals, tools.
Mm-hmm.
It just covers so much. It's basically people's life. Raising your own food and surviving, basically, is what our museum is about. And it's the stories of these people, our ancestors, whether it's your grandparents or your great-grandparents or even further down the line, this museum tells a story of our ancestors. No matter who you are, we all grew our own food at some point. So up here is this art show. Robert Shufeldt is a renowned Western pencil artist, and he donated his whole collection to us. So we rotate these every couple of years.
This is pencil drawing?
Yeah, he draws these pencils.
Wow, that's amazing.
He's actually from Chicago, but he settled in the Southwest years ago and was just enamored by ranching. And he would take photographs with his ranching friends and then go back and use the photograph and draw off of it. Like I said, it's sort of varied here. We go from fine art like this to a milk cow. So it's like all over the place. Farming and ranching obviously go together, because if you're a rancher, you need food for your livestock. So, but I think ranching is more raising cattle or sheep. Farming is basically, growing crops. And they go hand in hand. Water's critical. Weather's critical. They're both commodity-driven. I think, going back generations, I mean, our ancestors evolved in one or the other, mostly farming, I think. The Spanish brought the cattle in. This is the Spanish colonial period that we're starting here. And they brought sheep in, and so that sort of changed everything. They started just growing crops. They're raising animals for food as well. And ranching is basically raising animals for food, and farming is raising crop. I don't know which one was more stable. I mean, they both have their pluses and minuses, but I think a lot of people did both. They had some cattle, and then they had, corn or whatever.
It just seems like the two would somehow intersect at some point.
Right, right. I'm sure they do. And mm-hmm. my grandparents did a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my grandfathers had a few dairy cows, and he grew some crops, and he had a couple of beef cattle. He had a little bit of everything. So it's all about, if they didn't have a tool, they would make it.
Yeah.
I think some of the artifacts here are things that they just made because they needed a tool to do this and they didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So they just made it. That's the blacksmith shop.
Great information from Craig. So when you're there, you have to definitely check out the Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum. It's definitely on your list when you're going to Las Cruces. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about chilies, because New Mexico and chilies, they definitely go together. We'll be back in a few minutes here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com.
There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm.